Good morning, this is Jasmine. How are you this morning?
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Did you need assistance with home care services, sir?
Yes, I was trying to figure out, like, do you guys cover Montgomery County?
Yes, sir.
All right, and do you guys, what insurance do you guys take?
All Medicaid programs, UPMC, Keystone, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness.
Yes, I think she has PA Health and Wellness. Okay.
Okay.
Then you guys pay weekly or bi-week?
Yes. Every Friday, sir.
Every Friday? Okay. And do you know the rates by any chance?
So how many hours does your mom have?
She gets 47 hours.
So anything over 40 is time and a half. Okay, so I'll give you overtime. Are you getting overtime now?
Yes.
Are you the one completing all the hours or are you splitting your time with another caregiver?
No, I'm completing all the hours myself.
Okay. And you in Montgomery County?
Yes.
I want to offer you the rate that you're getting plus something more. What current rate are you in right now?
Right now I'm at $15.50 right now.
$15.50 Montgomery County?
Yes.
And you said it's 2 hours worth of overtime, 42 hours?
Yes. Seven hours overtime, so it's 47 hours to get.
Let me check the county rates. Let me see what I can offer you, okay? Just give me one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. $47, Montgomery County. I can offer you the best I can do. And for right now, it would be $16, and that's max.
$16, okay. All right. Now, the end rule, do I have to, I'm going to have to contact my mother's.
I do everything over the phone. So let's just go over her information. Let me check her care plan, okay? And your mom, yes, has to then confirm with her service coordinator that she does to switch providers because they're going to ask her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot her. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. So she said you can do $16 and that's weekly. So, like, something like that, like, I'm trying to figure out the math to see, you know, does it make sense to switch over. But it does because it's like a little bit more than what I was getting paid.
Okay.
So I'm talking weekly. So come home will be about how much you think with the 47 hours at the time.
Oh, I'm not sure because I don't know what your payroll going to look like based on, you know, how you do your taxes. So I don't know if you're going to be cleaning people and all that. But that's a better question for the coordinator because she'll break down the numbers for you with HR.
Okay.
What's your mom's first? Go ahead.
Now, one more thing. Like, what is the clocking system you guys have?
It's
like
the HHA.
Is that the app or something on the phone?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You download the app and you clock in from the app?
Yes. Everything is through the HHA. You do everything through that.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you're familiar with that app, right? Because every agency has to technically be on it since, like, 2022.
I have, the app that I'm on now.
Is it easy to navigate?
Yes, it's easy to navigate, like clocking in, and like it's called AXIS.
Yep, it's all there. The internal system. Yep, it's all linked to one. Mhm.
Okay, so yeah, something like simple like that. Because the last one we applied for, it was saying you had to like call in, you had to do all this extra stuff. But
No. It's one application, and everything is on there. W-2s. You can see your payroll. You can see your breakdown of your time. Everything is on the app.
Okay.
All right. What's your mom's first and last name, sir?
Ann. Moody, R. Moody.
Moody?
Correct.
And what's her date of birth?
9/3/1963.
And what's the home address for her?
It's 502 East Moore Street, Norristown, PA, 19401, apartment 2.
Okay, that's 502 East Moore Street. And what's the city, sir?
Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Norristown, one second. Norristown, yeah. PA, and that's 19401, apartment 2.
Correct.
And you're the only caregiver. What's your relationship? That's your mom?
Yes, that's my mom. Yep.
What's your first and last name?
Irving Moody, IrvInMoody.
And what's a good number to reach, Miss Ann?
Her number will be, sometimes you like to call it the house and then her cell phone. Let me see, give you her.
Whatever works for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, her number. Her number is 484-477-3365.
And do you have her service coordinator's information?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
One second. Yeah.
Were you speaking to Ms. Haya? She just wrote down some of your information.
Yeah, I was, when I called in, it was like an 888 number, and I was talking to her, and I put her on hold because I seen Family First pop up. That's when I put her on hold.
Got it.
So I wasn't sure if it was the same company or nothing like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so her name is Rosemary Graham, and I actually have two numbers for her. Some other numbers she don't pick up that much. Let me see. This is one. 1445.
1445.
Yep, 1445. 444-2291.
That's 445-444-2291, Miss Rosemary.
Yeah.
And is that through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
Yeah, that's through Health and Wellness. What's that?
PA Health and Wellness.
Yeah,
PA Health and Wellness. Got it.
The number is 445-444-2291.
One second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to grab that second number. What was it? I'm sorry, sir.
I think that's the only number. I had it in here twice.
Oh, that's okay. Because we're going to confirm it anyway and do the service provider's numbers as well.
Yeah, I think that's the only one. I thought that was two. It was the same number twice in my phone.
Okay, I have all the information that I need. I just need you to write down some information for the agency just so you could pass it along to your mom and also call the service coordinator and let them know what are her intentions, okay? Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, let me see. Okay, I'm ready.
So the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Family First Care. Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Name is Jasmine.
Ms. Irvin, are you her point of contact and her emergency contact as well, or just the caregiver? Should I reach out to her basically, or should I be reaching out to you?
You can reach out to me, Okay. Or you can reach out to her too, because I'm right there working beside her. Or I might be out right there.
I like to ask that because, you know, sometimes our parents are like, but why they don't call me? So I want them to be as independent as possible, you know? But I'm going to put you down as all emergency contacts and for herself so she can be reached herself.
Okay. Let's see. So you got family first.
Family first care, 267.
Care.
Are there minors in the home, sir?
No. Okay. No, it's not. So what's your name again?
My name is Jasmine, and this is Family First Care.
Can you spell your name, please?
Yep, Jasmin.
Jasmin. Mmin. I put an E. Okay, Family First Care, the agency. Okay.
And it's 267-551-7410. That's my direct number. And the agency phone number is 267-551-7400.
All right, let me get your number one more time. 267.
Yep. 267-551-7410.
7410. Okay. That's your number. And agency number. Okay, the agency number will be
267-551-7400.
That's the call in for anything. And that's your personal number. Okay, got that.
My personal direct extension is the 7410, so you're always going to grab me at that one.
Okay. Jasmine.
And you in Montgomery, right? I'm just reviewing everything.
Montgomery County, yeah.
County, okay. And does your mom reside alone?
My little brother, he lives with her.
Okay.
So he comes and, you know, he works, he comes and goes.
But he's over the age of 18, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Have you guys paid holiday pay, you know, stuff
like
that?
Yes.
Your phone breaking up. I can't hear you. You saying anything?
Irvin.
Yes, your phone was breaking up. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, though?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I said I'm going to be transferring this. She's going to further assist you with the hiring application and process. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, please hold.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hello.
Yes, am I speaking with Irvin?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting until you guys are ready to start services with us, okay? So I just wanted to go over the process with you quickly, if you have a minute. Basically, two things need to happen in order to transfer. The first thing is for the insurance to send an authorization that allows us to service, and the second thing is for you to complete requirements to become a caregiver with us, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to have those sent over to you now via text. You can fill them out. Do you have a specific date that you'd like to switch over by?
I'm trying to figure out because trying to figure out, I don't want to mess up my what I got going on as far as, like, the agency I'm with now. I want to
like
make
the
sure
payroll,
I'll,
right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to just cut
so
it off and then not
our,
be without that.
Right, so our pay week starts on Monday. When does the pay week for your previous agency start?
I don't even know off the top. I know they pay me bi-weekly, so I think I get paid this week.
Okay.
So I think they're stopped. I don't know off the top, like, when they're stopped.
Okay.
I wanted to be, like, you know, roll over smoothly.
Right, I understand. I would say the smoothest for us would be for you to start in a week from today, Monday, because that's the beginning of a pay week. Either way, you won't see any pay discrepancies because they'll legally have to pay you until the last day you service with them.
Okay.
Yeah, our pay is weekly, so if you start Monday the 16th, then you'll be paid the following Friday, because with our agency, you get paid every week for the previous week that you work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can let's aim for the 16th of Monday. I'm going to request that from the insurance. Now, what insurance is it?
It's PA Health and Wellness.
Okay. Okay, so they're pretty quick. So they're just going to need to confirm with the patient before sending anything. So we don't have access to the service coordinator's phone number, but we'll call the insurance and let them know, and then they'll reach out, okay, to you guys.
Okay. So I just had gave Jasmine that information, the phone number. I can contact the service coordinator as well, too, to
okay.
reach out to them.
Yeah, that'll make things go quicker. If you can contact the service coordinator, do you have our agency information, or I can send that to you?
You can send that to me as well. I think she gave me the phone number, and Jasmine gave me her direct number. Well, you can send that over to me as well.
All right, I'll send this to you just so you have everything in case the insurance asks. And I'm also going to send you the requirements. Now, there's two different people that you'll be working with from here on. There's me, and then there's Monica. She works in HR, and all she does is help you get in your requirements, okay?
Okay.
So we'll both send texts introducing our names so you can save our numbers in your phone. And you'll reach out to me with any questions regarding the transfer at all or the authorizations. And with anything regarding your requirements, you can reach out to her. Now, just one more thing. When you fill out the requirements, the first thing that we suggest that you do is to send your IDs so that we can start running a background check. Do you have those available?
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as you receive the text, you can just send over the IDs. We'll confirm when we receive them, okay?
So the IDs as far as, like, what, my driver's license?
Yes, so that would be two forms of IDs we need. So it can be driver's license, a social security card, passport, birth certificate, an identification card, any legal form of identification.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I got the one. I don't have my the second thing. So I got to go
if
home.
You send if you send a passport or a picture ID, I believe that's enough.
Okay, because I don't have my passport with me. I'm down at my mom's house now. It's at my house. So I got
okay.
my driver's license with me. So I could probably
okay.
do all that.
All right, that's good enough to start off with, and then I guess when you get home, you can send the other form.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any questions for me?
Yeah, so what are the requirements to get started and everything? You have to do, like, trainings and all that stuff?
So we don't have a training course. We just have a competency test. It's basically just a test that you take in your own time that has some caregiving questions.
Okay.
So here, let me send them to you while you're on the phone. Your number ends in 3365?
No, my number is the 4. You can send it through email, or you want to send it through text? Is everything easier?
Whatever you prefer. Either one's fine.
You can send it through text. 484.
Mm-hmm. 744. Yes, 3048. 3048. Okay. I'm going to send that now. Let me know if you receive it. I'm sending it through Monica's line, but you'll be speaking with her regarding any issues. So it'll be her number, you'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, hi, this is Monica with Family Express. Okay.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so it's basically an application, a competency test, a direct deposit if you choose, and then an I-9 and W-4 link for your taxes, and then the IDs, and a 2-year proof of residency. Oh, and a TB test done within the year.
Okay, so we can, because I think I recently got, I could probably do it again or I can retrieve it from.
If it was done within the year, you can retrieve it and send us the results.
Okay, I'll probably have to call over to Lab 4, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. And I think, well, you say you guys pay every Friday, so it's Monday through Friday. So now from you guys being in Philadelphia and I'm in Montgomery County, Norristown, I'll get taxed twice?
No, you'll only get taxed once.
Okay. I had a problem last time. I was getting double. I was getting taxed for not working in Philly and
No, our location is not dependent on what you get taxed for. We service all over Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm trying to think, like, as far as, like, because you gave me the rate that you guys, is that rate solid at the $15?
So how many hours are you going to be working for?
She gets 47 hours a week.
47 hours a week, so then, yeah, 16 is fine, and then 7 of those hours are overtime pay.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, how much each week I will get.
Okay, I can make that calculation for you. So it'll be before taxes are deducted. 15 per hour. Okay. So the overtime rate is $24 an hour. So the total, weekly total, for the 40 hours, you'll be getting 640, and for the 7 hours, you'll be getting 168. So the total is $808 weekly.
Okay, and that's after taxes?
That's before taxes are deducted, because every person's individual. I can't tell you exactly how many taxes will be taken out for you.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out. I think I get paid weekly, bi-weekly, and I was getting, I think after taxes, I was getting about like $1,100 or $1,200 every 2 weeks. So I'm trying to make sure.
So if technically bi-weekly, that would be $1,600.
$1,600 was bi-weekly, okay.
$1,600.
Other place,
yeah,
so I'm just trying to see if, like jumping over, I'm going to get more money.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to lose. I can't tell you exactly how much will be taken off for taxes, but I'm assuming here that you'll gain.
Okay. All right.
You can check on your pay stubs with your previous agency to check how much you make an hour, and then you'll know exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so I just want to make sure. To make sure I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay. All right, so you can start completing the requirements. I'll just be in touch with you when we speak with the service coordinator. Oh, right. Let me send you the information. Hold on. Okay. All right, any other questions?
That'll be it. I'll get started on everything because right now I got to run to the store for my mom now. And if anything, I could probably have everything submitted over before the end of the day, if that's okay.
Okay, yes, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you.
That'll be it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.